Burden, Brother and Sister, J.A. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, December 10, 1905. Dear Brother and Sister Burden, I have received a letter from each of you. I was glad to hear the good news of $5,000 being raised and the interest amounting to $300 being cut out. This is very favorable. I am so much pleased to hear that Sister Burden is in the very place that will be beneficial to her health-wise. I am continually thankful to our Heavenly Father that in His providence we have been favored to secure this beautiful location for a health resort. It answers perfectly to the representation that was given me, a main building and cottages so well fitted with windows. The surroundings are very attractive. Praise the Lord for His goodness and mercy expressed to us amidst the difficulties we have to meet. The Lord is our helper, our keeper, and our constant guide. We may expect that everything will not move as encouragingly as we could wish in our connection with the work of God, but we will praise the Lord with heart and soul and voice. I say to you, my brother and sister, Jesus will be to us a present help in every time of need. In regard to Brother Hansen as your bread maker, we do not think that you could find his equal. In regard to the investment of means in a food factory, if you can obtain the money, it is the very thing needful, and I have had this in mind. I was so afraid that you would let Brother Hansen connect with the sanitarium in Los Angeles, and we would be left in the lurch at Loma Linda. I know that he is a man of good sense, and he has a faculty of experimenting on health foods which will be a blessing to the food factory and to the table fare. I would say, improve your present opportunity and have a select man go in with him who can be educated in uniting with him to perfect the work. I would not delay this essential development, for it will be a great blessing to the sanitarium, and not only to it, but to other sanitariums. I think Elder Haskell is on his way to Loma Linda. I have received a letter from Sister Haskell stating that they would leave South Lancaster December 7th. They are precious help in Bible lines. Loma Linda is just the climate for them, and the whole place will be a delight to their senses. Do not be disappointed if we do not come just now. I do not know of a place where I should be more pleased to be for a time than in Loma Linda. I could enjoy every bit of the scenery and all the advantages. The reason my coming may be doubtful is that I do not wish to leave my workers just at this stage of my work. I am in good health for me, better than I have been in for years, and while my mind is clear, I want nothing to interpose as an extra burden. I want every jot and tittle of my strength to reproduce the representations the Lord has given me and to make them as vivid as possible while I can do so. This is the only reason I plead not to leave my workers. We have all the multitudinous productions of the pen placed in the best order to handle, and I am more than pleased with the care that is manifested in arranging everything so that it may be well prepared for me to use. In regard to the school, I would say, make it all you possibly can in the education of nurses and physicians. What about Dr. Holden? Will he not become an educating force in the sanitarium? Brother and Sister Haskell are versed in the scriptures, and after a few weeks, I may meet my son at Loma Linda. But at present, I wish to advance a little more decidedly in the writings I am preparing. We are having beautiful weather. It is almost like summer. With much love to you both.